Good morning, Sonoma County. It is Thursday, February 8th at KZST in Santa Rosa. It is now 5:30. I'm Brent Allen. We do have a frost advisory until 9 a.m. this morning. It's cold out there, currently sitting at 35 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZST newsroom. The largest single storm event in the 120-year history of PG&E. That's how the company is describing last weekend's storm. While the company hoped to have power restored to everyone by the end of the day today, that just won't happen. As of last night, almost 12,000 customers in Sonoma County were still without power, plus 1,500 in Napa County and 3,900 in Mendocino County. 730 power poles were down or broken, 2,000 strands of power lines and 247 transformers were all damaged across the Bay Area during the storm. Just in this morning, all five crew members on board a military helicopter that went down outside of San Diego early Wednesday morning are now confirmed dead. The Marine Corps helicopter was found near the mountain community of Pine Valley, about 45 miles from San Diego. Heavy snow in the area made accessing the wreckage very difficult. Defense officials say the Marines were flying a Super Stallion helicopter from Creech Air Force Base, northwest of Las Vegas, where they had been doing training and were returning home to Miramar in San Diego. The Supreme Court will hear arguments today in the case of Colorado attempting to remove Donald Trump from the primary ballot by using the insurrection clause of the 14th Amendment. At the core of the argument are two main issues. Is the president an officer of the United States? And can the insurrection clause be applied even if Mr. Trump has not been convicted of insurrection? At least one sheriff in California does not plan on returning almost 90 vehicles seized after a massive sideshow bust over the weekend. San Joaquin County Sheriff Patrick Withrow is seeking a court order to destroy most of the vehicles after they take DNA samples and fingerprints. Over 150 people were arrested during the sideshow in Stockton on February 3rd. Actress Gina Carano has sued Lucasfilm and the Walt Disney Company over her 2021 firing from the TV series The Mandalorian, saying she was let go for expressing right-wing views on social media. Carano filed the lawsuit in federal court on Tuesday. She is seeking reinstatement on the show and back wages. Disney and Lucasfilm have not commented on the suit. Gina's grandfather, Don Carano, was the founder of Ferrari Carano Winery in the Dry Creek Valley and El Dorado Resorts. A new Peanuts special will air on Apple TV Plus on February 16th. Snoopy presents Welcome Home Franklin. The show will elaborate on Franklin, the first black character who joined the Peanuts gang in 1968. We learn he comes from a military family and sees Franklin and Charlie Brown participating in a soapbox derby. This will be the seventh special in the Snoopy Presents series. Our KZST news time is now 5:33.
Did you know that making sure our children can read well by third grade is one of the most important steps we can take to make sure they succeed at school and in life? Hi, this is Dr. Amy Carter, Sonoma County Superintendent of Schools. The Sonoma County Office of Education and I are proud to partner with KZST and the Read on Sonoma program to inspire elementary students to become great readers. I'm pleased to report that Read on Sonoma is off to a great start.
Sonoma County students have read more than 40,000 books so far this year. That's an average of 35 books per student. 15% of our students read over a million words last school year, and many more came very close. As a result, the average percentage correct on quizzes increased from 85 to 95% from last semester.
To donate or learn more about Read on Sonoma, visit readonsonoma.org. readonsonoma.org.
Remodeling your home or designing a new one? Consider Golden State Window and Door Design. Here's a message from Vice President of Operations, Eric Schmies.
Many architects and builders who team up with Golden State Window and Door Design are experienced in working with many of our vendors, including Marvin. We're now the Bay Area's leading Marvin Direct retailer. We offer a variety of window and door options that include style, long-term performance, and energy savings. Take a look at our windows and doors page at goldenstatelumber.com. Scroll through the image gallery and be sure to take a virtual tour of our Santa Rosa showroom for inspiration. When you get some ideas, contact your architect or designer and schedule an appointment. Golden State Window and Door Design is on Aviation at Airport Boulevard.
This year marks Golden State's 70th anniversary, and we look forward to serving Sonoma County for many years to come. Golden State, when you succeed, we succeed.
With your Discover card, you've got access to 24/7 customer service as well as $0 fraud liability. Learn more at discover.com. In sports, the Warriors beat the Philadelphia 76ers 127-104. They'll play the Indiana Pacers tonight at 4 p.m. And the WM Phoenix Open tees off today in Arizona. Your forecast, we've got a frost advisory until 9 a.m. It's cold. After that chilly start, we'll wind up mostly sunny and still cool, mid-50s. Tonight, some patchy fog, otherwise clear and cool with mid-30s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, mid-50s. And finally, this half hour, some good news for you.
It's my life, it's now or never.
Jon Bon Jovi is opening a bar in Nashville, in the same area where Garth Brooks, Eric Church, Dierks Bentley, and Jason Aldean already have bars. Bon Jovi will open JBJ's Nashville this spring on Lower Broadway. It will cover 37,000 square feet and have two outdoor decks that stand five stories above the street. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZST Newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
Debbie Abrams Morning Show on KZST. There's a new witch in town. Boo!
Running. Once or twice was enough, and it was all in vain. Time starts to pass before you know it, you're frozen. But something happened for the very first time with you. My heart melted to the ground, found something true. And everyone's looking round, thinking I'm going crazy.
Here at KZST, the Debbie Abrams Morning Show. It is 5:44, 35 chilly degrees in Santa Rosa. A frost advisory in place, you think? A much nicer day around wine country, though. Sunshine, mid-upper 50s on the way. And yeah, no need for an umbrella today. 100.1 KZST. It is 5:50, 35 degrees in Santa Rosa. Good Thursday morning to you. And yes, it is cold outside. And yes, I need more caffeine.
Heritage Roofing. Rafters above the rest.
This is David, and I'm here with Todd Feliciano, owner of Heritage Roofing here in Santa Rosa. So Todd, let's talk about what happens if I wait too long to re-roof my home.
Well, several things can happen, the first of which is water damage. When you get moisture intrusion in your home, it can cause all kinds of problems like drywall and paint damage, and it can also lead to, dare I say, mold, and nobody wants mold in their home.
Yeah, mold is nasty.
The other thing is pricing. Unfortunately, we're in a challenging season economically, so the sooner I decide to make the investment, the better.
So, have folks call Heritage Roofing?
Yeah, it's super easy. We'll set up a time to meet with you and look at your roof and provide a free estimate. Call us at 544-4500. That's 544-4500.
Thanks, Todd.
Thank you, David.
Heritage Roofing. Rafters above the rest.
Recruiting great applicants to work at your company is not difficult, nor is it expensive. Keeping bad workers, even just one bad employee, can be very expensive indeed. Ineffective workers cost you time, productivity, and most important, customers. Hi, this is Chris Stonick, president of Stonick Recruitment, a national recruitment advertising agency and motivational speaker. I'll be coming to town to host a two-hour seminar on how to better recruit workers, students, and clinical research participants with radio. The seminar is free, fun, and informative. It's also accredited by the Society for Human Resource Professionals. HR professionals will earn two recertification credits just for attending. To get all the details or to RSVP, call the following number.
If you struggle to hire and retain great employees, plan to attend the hottest recruitment seminar of 2024, Tuesday, February 13th, 8:30 a.m. at Oxford Suites, Sonoma County in Rohnert Park. This event is free and attendees receive two SHRM credits. So please register now at sonomamediagroup.com or call Kevin Wadlinger at 707-284-9116. KZST.
I could stay awake just to hear you breathing, watch you smile while you are sleeping, while you're far away dreaming. I could spend my life in this sweet surrender. I could stay lost in this moment forever. Every moment spent with you is a moment I treasure.
KZST. Well, if you're doing the countdown, you have three more days until the Super Bowl, Puppy Bowl, halftime show, greatest commercials of all time. Oh, yeah, and Valentine's Day is 6 days out, Wednesday. So I already bought myself some heart-shaped chocolate and already ate my heart-shaped chocolate. It was for Banker Boy. Now it's not. I did use his credit card. There is that.
Morning, Sonoma County. It's Thursday, February 8th at KZST in Santa Rosa. It is now 5:59. I'm Brent Helen. Quite cold out the door this morning. We are currently sitting at 35 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZST newsroom. Following another deadly crash on Lakeville Highway in Petaluma last week, Caltrans is installing cement barricades preventing drivers from turning onto the roadway from either South McDowell Boulevard